Hi, I'm Chris Spezak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. Death, taxes, and childbirth. There's never any convenient time for any of them. So says Margaret Mitchell, author of Gone with the Wind, and you know, it's a true statement. It's tax season, so let's dive in. Into the numbers? Nope, not here. Let's dive into the language of money. When should money be written in the plural form monies? When should we talk about the amount of something versus the number of something? Yep, there is a difference. And lastly, what is the language equation that baffles math minds everywhere, where the plural plus the plural of this money term equals the singular form? You've probably heard me talk about this last one before, but it's one of my favorite math equations. I can't help but bring it to my podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 6 of the Words You Should Know podcast. And here's my first thought. When Destiny's Child sang, "All the honeys that makin' money throw your hands up at me," were they annoyed that honeys and money didn't make an exact rhyme? Were they right to say money and not make that perfect rhyme of honeys and monies? Did they miss an opportunity for poetic perfection, or am I overanalyzing things again? Possible. But hold that thought, early Beyoncé fans. Do you know the difference between money that ends with a Y and monies with that S, whether you're spelling it M-O-N-E-Y-S or M-O-N-I-E-S? The good news here for all of us is that Beyoncé, Kelly, and Michelle were absolutely right in their use of money. Well done. This is an example of a mass noun which often refers to an uncountable abstract. We're talking about the idea of cash or capital, not a specific amount of dollars or cents. There's a plurality that's understood in money, which is what often confuses people about the use of monies. So here's the rub. For the majority of us, the only word we'll ever need to use is money. The plural forms are sometimes used in the legal or financial worlds when specifying individual sums of money, but the correct spelling is arguable. While many style guides still recommend monies with a Y-S, monies with a M-O-N-I-E-S has been gaining popularity and is found most commonly today. If you are in a field that uses that plural form, I'd recommend monies with the I-E-S. However, my true recommendation is just to keep things simple and go with money, just like Destiny's Child. As for all the mamas who profit dollars, I'm not even going to touch that. Thus ends today's grammar note via a flashback. Now, monies and monies isn't it. There are lots of words that we use every day that have subtleties that many people never learned. The usage differences between an amount of and a number of fall into this category. Much like farther versus further or less versus fewer, the correct use comes down to measurability, specifically countability in this case. Here's this lesson. Amount of should be used when referring to uncountable things. Number of, as is implied, should be used when referring to things that you can actually count. For example, there's a great amount of wisdom that listeners can glean from podcasts these days. A great number of my favorites teach me new things every day. I should also add in an extra note about a quantity of, which follows a number of in that it only refers to countable things, but there are more differences there and we'll save that for another day. Quality over quantity, right? And while we're talking about taxes and numbers, let's be wild and finish off with an equation. You know that singular plus singular equals plural. That's simple and obvious, right? No one would argue that. Hedgehog plus hedgehog equals hedgehogs. Book plus book equals books. However, sometimes the addition of an S is not as simple as differentiating singular and plural. Now let me mess with your brain here. The following equation is also correct. Costs plus costs equals cost. Whoa, mind-blowing, right? Cost in its singular form refers to the sum of a total group. Costs, plural with that S, refers to all of the pieces within that group. So, for example, the cost of a service includes the material costs and labor costs. From legal contracts to discussions of budgets, the difference between cost and costs often befuddles people. But S or no S, singular or plural, you are no longer befuddled. Plural plus plural equals singular can be a thing. Who knew you'd be talking so much about math and numbers in a language podcast? Maybe nothing can be certain about death and taxes, but you can at least get your words right. Of course, using part of a tax refund to bulk order a book to share with everyone you know and love is always another option. Call it employee development. Call it preparedness for the next time you don't have a gift on hand. Call it making an author ecstatic. But you know what? You all already make me ecstatic, and that's hard to measure with numbers too, no matter how you spell it. For more tips like these, stay tuned for our next episode, or check out Get a Grip on Your Grammar, 250 writing and editing reminders for the curious or confused, available wherever books are sold. Do you have questions to add to my list? I'd love to hear from you, and the easiest way to connect is at getagriponyourgrammar.com. And really, again, those random emails do make me so happy. I love hearing your word trivia and history facts too. Thank you so much for those of you who have reached out. Thank you to those who have subscribed to my podcast or subscribed to my newsletter. Next one coming out next week. I'm so happy to hear that you can be as excited about words as I am. Until next time, words, language, communication. You've got this.